Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so you got to tell me about this Netflix show you were watching last night. You started talking about it off the air. I was like, whoa, pump the brakes.
Do you mean the documentary By Now on Netflix?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Ooh, it is something. I tell you what, it's all about consumerism and how we are just getting worse at it. Like, we should not be consuming as many things as we are. Let's just put it that way, as far as buying things.
Hold on, let
clothes.
Me grab my Yeti mug here.
I know,
and take
exactly
a sip.
Like dishes. I don't think I need another coffee mug, but it was just fascinating because they had, first of all, like a former CEO of a very well-known shoe company, and he's all up there talking about how, yeah, like they will have certain tricks and things for you to buy things. I mean, like, there's people who get trained on that. Like, all the way down to websites and how people are on websites buying things. Like, for instance, they'll have one item. Like, say they have a phone up there that you can buy, right? They'll have the phone listed 6 different times with different fonts and different ways that it appears on the website. They'll keep track of which one of those versions makes the most money, and then they'll use that to sell that product. So everything, I mean, down to the buy now button is very calculated, but it goes beyond that. Because it's like talking about some of these higher end items, like when you talk about the luxury brands and how they, you know, they'll make luggage, they'll make shoes and purses. Just think of all the big brands out there, right? Well, if one of those purses, say, goes out of style, or maybe the season comes and goes and they have a surplus of this certain purse or item, the people from this big luxury brand company will destroy it. Like, so nobody can get their hands on it and sell it to the black market. Sell it on the black market for a profit and diminish the brand. So all of this goes into
get
play.
That then,
but
that
they will
destroy
absolutely
it.
Destroy
it's a
it
huge
and
waste.
Throw it into the landfill.
That's a
which,
huge waste. I don't
again,
like that.
No, nobody likes it. And so this whole process of it
can't
is
they recycle
just
it somehow?
Mind blowing. No, that's the thing is if you recycle it, then you can take the goods and people that then you risk somebody selling
well,
it in
the
recycling center. No, but that's what they're saying. They can't trust anybody. So that's what they've come to learn. They can't
this
trust anybody, so they have to destroy it. And it goes beyond that as well. I mean, when you think about this stat, kind of really, I was like, whoa. When it comes to like fashion seasons, right? Like you have the New York fashion show and the one over in Paris and blah, blah, blah. Well, those are seasons, right? So you have the fall fashion show. Each season, these big name designers are putting out pieces into the world, right? And back in the day, it used to be like 500 to 1,000 pieces of clothing and shoes and different products that they would put out into the world each season. Well, that was pretty, you know, sustainable. Like, we could deal with that. Mm-hmm. But now you have companies like Shein, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They are putting out millions pieces, Temu, into our world. And they are just crap pieces, a lot of them, you know? So it's like, you'll wear them for a week, and then they'll throw them away or donate them to thrift stores, which will then throw them away and end up in the landfill. And
it's always just, with the landfill.
I know. So it's just like watching
it. It is fascinating,
really,
though, right?
It truly made me rethink my, you know, the things that I buy and why I buy them. And if I truly need something, and, you know, this next generation, my daughter is extremely guilty of the Amazon purchases. I mean,
well,
she'll
so am
home.
I.
She'll go home and there'll be 20 boxes piled up outside her house.
Guilty.
You know, and
I told you,
saying,
I'm like on a first name basis almost with the people at the UPS store. Hey, back
yes,
again, huh?
I know. And that's what they're saying is like so many people are in this, you know, lifestyle.
It's
of
a consumerism lifestyle.
See it, want it, have it.
And it's too easy now with the one click buying or just throwing it in your cart and you just. It's so easy to spend money. They say if you want to stop spending money and stop buying stuff, carry a wad of cash with you in your pocket.
So you know.
And so you know. Like, you, it's harder to see that money physically leave your hand.
Exactly.
Than just get thrown onto a credit card or some sort of online purchase somewhere with Apple Pay or something.
Yeah.
Carry the stack of cash with you.
Yeah, and it is fascinating, honestly. Like, seeing, it's a great argument to have whether or not buying things consistently. Like, say you are a person who solely makes your purchases online. You know, compare that to somebody like me who goes out and buys things, like, tangibly. Like, I'm actually buying things personally. You know, like, that's a great argument to have. Like, which one's worse for you?
Here's Christine. Hi, Christine. You're up bright and early this morning.
I know I am. The food industry will do that to you.
Oh, yeah, well, you're in the food industry. So is it relatable in the food industry, what Katie's talking about?
I wanted to say, so at grocery stores, just based off of like marketing and how they get you to buy certain products, the netting that comes around like the oranges, the lemons, the limes, the avocado, they strategically pick the color to match the fruit, to make the fruit look more vibrant and appealing. So then you're more likely to buy it in bulk, even though you probably only need two or three lemons and the other ones are going to go bad.
Holy crap, I've never thought about that. The avocados are like green.
I know.
It's in a green bag.
Yeah.
What?
So I just wanted to put that out there as well based off of, you know, waste and everything like that. You never need that many things.
You don't. And it's funny because, like, we know about the impulse buys by the cash register, right?
Yes, we do.
They told us about those. And
yeah.
Honestly, like, when I'm up there, I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Don't you be impulsive. So
and
I
you're
know.
Like, ah, Snickers bar.
I know, but I didn't even know
right
about
there.
The produce.
It's funny how much goes into that. I mean, if you start looking at the back end of stuff, like even how the store's laid out, the structure of the mm-hmm. aisles, the signage, the smells, like it all plays yeah. into marketing.
Exactly. Whole Foods knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
they
we're all being manipulated, Christine.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
That's
anyways,
right.
Have a great morning, guys.
You
thanks,
as well.
You
take
too.
Care. Well, that was nice of her to call. Yeah, it's pretty much, it's all disgusting, isn't it?
I mean, and again, if you
as
really
I,
want to dive deep into it, it's called Buy Now on Netflix. It's worth a watch.
As I wandered into Kohl's yesterday because they had an additional 50% off their clearance yesterday. And I had so many boxes of shoes stacked up, I had to, like, lean to the side as I walked out the doors. I think I had about six boxes of shoes.
Good for you, though.
How many feet do you have, Jeremy?
Just two. But it was 50, an additional 50% off.
How can you not?
How can I pass up?